This goes to Troy Novak, N-O-V-A-K-P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, Wicks, W-I-C-K-S, date of birth 7/26/1948. Dear Mr. Novak, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Wicks with history of hyponatremia, hypertension, and monoclonal gammopathy of uncertain significance. His last visit was May 10th of 2022. He is feeling well. His creatinine levels have improved over the last year, and he's requesting to be converted to standby for follow-up visits. We recommend that you would monitor his labs every 6 months, and he will remain our patient for up to 3 years and then would need a re-referral if he has not been seen in 3 years. But it will be appropriate for him to go on standby at this time unless you have some objection. He has had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He has gained about 6 pounds over 9 months. His appetite is very good, he states. No chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion, occasional non-productive cough, no sputum production. He does have a lot of arthritis, but does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents for pain. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He is overweight, and that's a chronic problem. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Cardizem CD 120 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, also Lipitor 40 milligram daily, low-dose aspirin is 81 milligram daily, and the Viagra is 50 milligram as needed. Physical exam, weight is 263 pounds, blood pressure 125 over 78, pulse 83. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 15th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.0, estimated GFR is greater than 60. Albumin 4.1, calcium's 8.8, sodium 141, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 34, phosphorus 3.1, hemoglobin is 14.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, hypertension, currently at goal. 2, history of hyponatremia, currently normal. And that is most likely secondary to hydrochlorothiazide when it occurs. 3, monoclonal gammopathy of uncertain significance. We recommend that you continue to do labs for this patient every 6 months. He has requested to be switched to standby status since he's had normal kidney function for more than a year. This is agreeable to us unless you have other reasons why you'd like him to have a follow-up visit. We would be glad to review the labs, though, so please send us a copy of labs every 6 months. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.